You're watching the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Google removed 780 million bad adverts last year. The e-commerce site 11 Street Malaysia saw higher than expected growth last year, and research has revealed how popular the click and collect delivery option is throughout Europe. Has revealed that it removed 780 million bad adverts globally last year. Adverts were removed if they promoted counterfeit products, used deceptive tactics to get users to click on them, made misleading claims, or otherwise broke Google's advertising rules. Looking deeper into the various kinds of bad adverts, the search engine revealed that 1.4 million apps that broke Google's guidelines were removed, as well as 12.5 million adverts that broke rules related to medical products, and 17 million that used deceptive tactics such as pretending to be system warnings. Google has pledged to continue its crackdown on bad adverts this year, saying in 2016 we're planning updates like further restricting what can be advertised as effective for weight loss and adding new protections against malware and bots. Bad adverts are identified by an algorithm and by a team of over 1,000 human reviewers. The e-commerce site 11 Street Malaysia has announced that it has surpassed its target for the number of sellers using its platform by 18%. It has 13,000 sellers following its launch in April last year, higher than its target of 11,000. The e-commerce site also revealed that it had helped sellers increase their sales by 30% during the last 6 months. The site plans to build on its success this year with an education center called Seller Zone in the pipeline. Seller Zone aims to teach sellers how to use the platform and make use of marketing techniques to maximize their success online. It also plans to pour $10 million into its sellers' businesses to help them reach their full potential. Research by Forrester has investigated how popular the click and collect delivery option is throughout Europe. The study found that 15% of respondents said they chose the click and collect option when it was available. The method was most popular in France, where over a quarter said they chose it every time or most of the time. It was also more popular than the European average in Spain, Italy, and the UK. It was least popular in Germany, where just 5% said they chose it every time or most of the time. The most common reasons given for using the click and collect option were convenience, the time-saving element, and the fact it avoids delivery charges. The TV company Sky has invested $10 million in the programmatic advertising analytics company DataZoo. Programmatic ads are those that are automatically bought and placed by software rather than by humans. The partnership means that Sky will learn about programmatic advertising from DataZoo, and DataZoo will help to develop Sky's advanced multi-platform advertising product. A spokesperson from DataZoo commented on the investment, saying, "DataZoo and Sky have strong alignment on the future of programmatic and advanced television, and this investment ensures our two companies continue to learn and grow together." And finally, eBay has teamed up with the Israeli company Ushops Motors to create a joint online interface for Israelis to buy and import American cars. The partnership came about after the trend for Israelis buying American cars online was noticed last year. The number of American cars and motorbikes being bought from eBay Israel has risen by 40% in the last 6 months alone. eBay's partnership with Ushops Motors aims to make the process of importing motors easier and faster. And that's all from me today. Thanks for watching, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.